Now to North Carolina. When nearly 30,000 tons of coal ash poured through a broken stormwater pipe and into the Dan River earlier this month, it marked the third largest spill of its kind in U.S. history. But that spill at a storage pond owned by the Duke Energy Corporation was much smaller compared to an accident in Tennessee 6 years ago. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WUNC's Jeff Tabiri reports on what changes came about after that Tennessee disaster and what could now be in store for North Carolina.
It was the middle of the night, 3 days before Christmas in 2008, when part of a retention wall at a Tennessee Valley Authority coal ash pond in Kingston, Tennessee, ruptured, and 1.1 billion gallons of waste were unleashed. A witness recalled the scene to the Knoxville News Sentinel.
It looked like a mudslide is kind of what it looked like. This material was moving, not unlike a volcano, like a slow-moving lava front type of thing.
Coal ash is what's left over when coal is burned to generate power. It has higher than normal concentrations of arsenic, selenium, and other heavy metals. The sludge moved into two rivers, devoured trees like they were toothpicks, and blanketed more than 300 acres, damaging dozens of homes as well as farmland. Part of one river was dredged, and much of the coal ash was removed and put in a landfill. The TVA spill led to loud calls for change, proposed rules from the EPA, and congressional hearings. But
virtually nothing happened.
Dennis Lemley is with the U.S. Forest Service. He's studied the damage to fish and wildlife and the economic impacts at 22 different coal ash spills. He says the industry has remained largely the same.
In terms of the type of permits and type of construction used to dispose ash, nothing changed either from the regulatory standpoint or from the power plant operational standpoint, either at Kingston or at most of these other sites.
North Carolina has 14 of those sites and 31 coal ash ponds on Duke Energy property. Environmentalists have said for years coal ash stored in ponds or lagoons is contaminating waterways. They want the ash to be removed and placed in lined landfills. But despite attempts at reform after the Tennessee spill, neither the federal government nor the state of Carolina have moved to regulate coal ash disposal.
I've sponsored a bill every session since then.
Pricey Harrison is a Democrat in the North Carolina House. Her legislation on coal ash cleanup has not been well received.
Major pushback from the utilities. They were telling my colleagues that it would raise everybody's electricity rates. So we couldn't even get a hearing, which is what, on controversial legislation, at least you get a hearing so the public understands, you know, what's out there. And I have continued to file a version of that bill since 2009.
Now, 5 years after Harrison's first attempt at coal ash regulation, comes the spill in Eden earlier this month, an accident many people have called preventable. The spill has led to many questions, few answers, and considerable criticism of North Carolina's Department of Environment and Natural Resources. Federal prosecutors have issued subpoenas as part of a criminal investigation. They want to know whether any state employees illegally benefited from relationships with Duke Energy. And this week, Governor Pat McCrory said he's considering requiring Duke to clean up its coal ash ponds. Meanwhile, Republican legislators Tom Apodaca and Chuck McGrady say they will sponsor a bill seeking the removal of coal ash. But McGrady, the House Environment Committee vice chairman, is concerned about the cost.
I have an expectation that how we pay for it is going to be one of the big issues. It's going to be hard to figure out how to get them drained and where to put the ash, but it's going to be very hard to figure out how it gets all gets paid for.
Initial cost estimates to remove the coal ash and put it in lined landfills are not small, $80 to $90 million. So if a monumental cleanup bill is in the works and yet no legislation follows to help prevent future spills?
Well, there's always hope.
Again, that's Dennis Lemley with the U.S. Forest Service.
The wind of change is blowing in the sense of switching from coal to natural gas. And I said I don't advocate that in terms of the save-all for fish and wildlife. But in terms of weaning ourselves off coal as an energy source, natural gas is going to help. But that's not the solution.
Lemley says a solution to the coal ash disposal problem could come from the EPA. The federal agency could classify coal ash as hazardous waste, which would require specific disposal mechanisms. It could ban new coal ash ponds. Or it could do nothing. The EPA is expected to make its recommendation by December. For Here and Now, I'm Jeff Tabiri.
You're listening to Here and Now.